A couple of weeks ago,
Katie 长老跟我几个礼拜以前有机会到那个科克斯坦。
It was really an eye-opening experience.
是为我开了很多眼界的一个经验。
There are great needs in that country.
在那个国家有很大的需要。
Many people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ.
那边有很多人还没有认识主耶稣。
Most of the Chinese there are Muslims.
大部分在那边的中国人都是回教徒。
So let's pray that the Lord will open the hearts of Christians to reach out to them.
所以请我们一起来祷告，为到基督徒可以去打开他们的心，让我们有机会可以为那边传福音。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer as we begin.
让我们开始先做祷告。
Father, we thank you that you love us.
天父们，感谢你去先爱我们。
Thank you, Father, that we have this privilege to come to your house this morning.
也感谢神，我们有这个这么荣幸的机会，能够来到你的殿里面来敬拜你。
Father, we pray that our hearts will be open to you.
主，我们祷告，让我们的心能够敞开。
May your words speak to us.
让你的话语跟我们说话。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们这样子奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Now we have just read a passage that we have read many times.
我们刚刚念的一段经文是你可能已经念过很多次的一段经文。
And I thought for a long time as to what to bring to you this morning.
而且我想了很久，今天我要这么跟你讲什么样的一个信息。
There are very few opportunities when we gather together as one church.
这个很，我们很少有这个机会，我们三堂可以一起来做敬拜。
I thought I should remind us at least once a year.
我希望可以每年会有一次可以来提醒大家
why we are gathered here.
为什么我们大家会聚在这里
why are we Christians?
为什么我们是基督徒
so I've entitled the message, what business are we in?
所以我今天讲到的题目是你是从事哪一个行业
and very quickly, I will just bring your attention to this. I've shown you many times, at least once a year.
很快我可以给大家留一下这个图我每年都会去把这个图给大家看
So if you own a shoe factory or whatever factory, you put in manpower, money and time into that factory.
譬如说你拥有一家工厂，譬如说鞋子的工厂，如果你把人力、钱财、时间都投入进去的话
，What do you want to get out of it?
你希望这个工厂可以拿到什么
？Stupid question.
可能是一个很愚蠢的问题。
Right. Shoes.
那当然，你希望可以造一些鞋子出来。
But what if it is the church?
那如果这个是一个教会呢
？You put in money.Manpower and time into church. You come here to church.
你在这个教会投入人力、钱财跟时间。
We just put money into the offering bag.
我们刚刚才把钱到那个投到那个奉献袋里面。
What do you want to get out of it?
你希望在这个教会里面可以出了一些什么东西
？What do you want to get out of it?
你希望你自己可以得到什么东西
？Because many Christians have no idea.
因为很多基督徒到现在还没有一个很清楚的概念。
Let me suggest to you that this is what we are here.
让我提醒你们，这是我们在这里的目的。
This is the Great Commission.
这就是大使命。
There's only one verb in Matthew 28:19 and 20. Only one verb.
在马太福音二十八章那边只有一个动词。
It is make disciples.
就是去做门徒。
If we come to church and we don't make disciples, if we go out as God's church and we don't make disciples, we have failed.
所以当我们来到神的殿神的教会的时候如果我们没有办法去做门徒使做门徒的时候那我们就失败了
And we are given all the resources.
我们有世上所有的资源
I will be with you always.
耶稣说我永远与你同在
And all authority, all power are given to me.
所有天上地下的权柄都已经给了我了
Make disciples.
去使万民做门徒
So what business are we in?
所以到底我们是一个什么的事业行业呢
What business are we in?
我们是一个什么行业
？What business are we in？
我们是什么行业
？Make disciples。
我们是一个使万民做门徒的行业。
I recently read a blog. I hope you know what a blog is by an evangelist.
我最近读了一个微博，是从一个宣教士的一个微博。
He has become a grandfather.
他最近成为了祖父。
And he said, "I'm back in the toy business."
他说我又回到去做玩具事业了。
Well, because he would take care of his grandchildren, and he has to buy toys.
因为他现在在照顾他的孙子，所以他要开始去买很多的玩具。
So he's in the toy business now.
所以他说我已经是又去进入到那个玩具行业事业里面。
And I think the grandfathers in our midst will understand that.
所以我想当中的祖父母
My wife and I used to be in the toy business.
我跟我太太以前也是从事玩具行业。
When Zoe and Chloe were kids, we would, you know, look at Toys R Us, you know, the advertisement.
当我的两个女儿还很小的时候，我们每周就会去看那个玩具反斗城的那个。
Maybe there might be some bargain for our girls.
希望可以买到一些便宜的玩具给我们的女儿。
I can't tell you when was the last time I looked at Toys R Us. I've not looked at it. I've just threw it away in the waste basket.
我已经忘记我最后一次看那个玩具广告是什么时候了。我每次看到现在就把它丢掉了。
Why? Because I'm no longer in the toy business. There's no need.
因为我已经不再在玩具那边需要有这个玩具，我没有这个需要了。See,
in the Garden of Eden, there is no need.
在伊甸园里面，这也是没有任何的需要。
When God created this earth, everything was provided for Adam and Eve.
当神创造这个世界的时候。
But Satan came and created a need out of nothing.
但是撒旦来到当中的时候，去造了一个需要，
从没有里面造了一个需要。
他说：“你需要聪明，你需要智慧。”
You need to become like God.
你需要像神。
And because of that, Adam and Eve fell.
也因为是这样子，亚当夏娃。
And it's interesting that in the beginning of the Bible and at the end of the Bible. In 1 John, there is similarities.
也从圣经的开始到后面，就算在约翰一书里面也有这样子的一个很相似的比较。
How Satan tempts the human race?
撒旦是怎么样去引诱我们人？
And in the passage we read this morning, in the middle, in the book of Matthew, it talks about how Satan tempted Jesus.
也在刚刚我们所念马太福音的经文里面，我们看到撒旦是怎么去引诱耶稣。
And there are similarities.
我们看到很多相似的地方。Look
at 1 John 2:15 to 16. At the end of the Bible, it says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father." But from the world.
因为约翰一书二章十五到十六节说到，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世上世界上的，像肉就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
1 John 2:15 to 16 is very similar to Genesis chapter 3.
这个约翰一书的二章十五、十六节，就好像创世纪那边的第三章一样。
Very similar to Matthew chapter 4 that we just read.
也跟我们刚刚所念的马太福音第四章非常的相似。
And basically, Satan has been using the same tactics to tempt us.
撒旦基本上是用基本的一些几个功夫去诱惑我们，去引诱我们。
You looked at this. There are three areas that he tempts us.
如果你看这个表的话之后，你看到他有三个不同的方法去诱惑我们，引诱我们。
He first of all appeals to our physical needs.
首先，他是去在我们身体上的需要去试探我们。
Food.
食物。
He then appeals to our personal gain.
然后他去我们身上所我们自己个人所能够拿到的东西。
And then he appeals to our pride.
最后他。 去在我们骄傲，我们的自我自满方面。
And you can see Matthew 4 contrasted with 1 John 2:16.
图表上面有讲到说，马太福音第四章跟约翰福音，约翰一书里面两个的比较。
So in a nutshell, Satan tempts us in these three areas.
所以总括来说，撒旦会在这三方面来引诱我，来试探我们。
These are the threefold temptations that we all face as Christians and as a church.
撒旦会在这三方面不断地从基督徒、从教会上面去来试探我们。Satan
tempts us with the bread business.
撒旦会从面包行业方面，其实是一个饮食区，一个吃喝玩乐的一个行业。It
sounds better in English than in Chinese.
英文讲起来好像比较简单哦。When
the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food.
当那个女人看到那棵树的果子的时候，是好做食物。Everything
was provided for Adam and Eve. They have no need.
在伊甸园里面，所有都已经为亚当夏娃去准备了，他根本没有这个需要。Satan
comes and says, "This is better food."
但是撒旦来说，这是一个更好的果子。And
the food was provided by God. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, provided by God.
那一棵智慧的树已经是神所供应的、所提供的。So
he tempts us with food.
所以他去用食物来引诱我们。And
Jesus. Fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry.
当时那个时候，耶稣在旷野已经禁食了40昼夜，所以他非常肚子，非常饿。
And you also have to realize that Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. It was God's will for him to fast.
那个经文的背景是耶稣是被圣灵引到旷野那边去进食的。
God knew that Jesus would be hungry.
所以神知道耶稣那个时候会肚子饿。
And Satan comes and tempts.
那个时候撒旦就来去试探耶稣。
Basically, he is saying, if God really cares for you, you shouldn't be hungry.
他那个时候说，如果神这么去在乎你的时候，你根本不会饿。
And since you are hungry, definitely God doesn't care for you.
所以如果你饿的话，是神不在乎你。
This has always been true.
这个是常常都发现出现是真实的。
When we make a commitment to God to do something, Satan comes and tempts us.
往往在我们愿意跟神委身说要做一些事情的时候，撒旦就来去试探我们。
God uses the difficulty to test us to make us stronger, but the devil uses the same thing to make us weaker.
神会用一些困难让我们在他的成长里面更加坚强，但是同样的，魔鬼会用同样的事情。去试探我们，让我们去失败。
I have known many Christians. I myself have made many commitments.
我认识很多基督徒，就像我自己也是，我对神做了很多的委身。
Jesus made a commitment to start his ministry.
耶稣去做了委身，说要去开始他的一个行他的事工。
The first thing is to be tempted in the wilderness, 40 days, 40 nights.
第一个要开始的是在旷野里面四十昼夜去禁食，然后被。
And I've seen many young people, many people make commitments to God.
我也看到很多年轻的人对神去说，哇，我要愿意为神做更多的事情。
And when we make commitments, the Satan comes along and he tempts us.
但是当我们去做这个约的时候，撒旦就来了，去试探我们。
To make us fall.
让我们失败。
And the first temptation is the bread business.
第一个就是一个饮食身体的一个。
Well, because bread is so close to our heart, food is very close to our heart.
因为饮食食物对我们来说是一个第一非常贴切的一个感觉。
Every Sunday we mention about lunch.
每一个礼拜天，我们都会崇拜谈到说午餐。
Well, because food sustains us, we need food.
因为食物是非常重要的，它给我们有身体有动力。
And when we have no food, we question.
当我们没有食物吃的时候，我们就会 有疑惑，有
问题。When we lose our job and we can't have food, we wonder if God cares for us.
当我们失去我们的工作的时候，我们没有办法供应我们的家庭的时候，我们就开始去对神有疑惑。
Somebody said jokingly,
有一些人在开玩笑的说
，that 10 years ago we have Bob Hope, we have Johnny Cash, and we have Steve Jobs.
在十年前，有三个人，他的名字，三个名字，一个人叫 Bob Hope。一个人叫 Johnny Cash， 另外一个人叫 Steve Jobs。
And now we have no hope, we have no cash, and we have no jobs.
那十年以后，这三个人都死了，所以我们现在就没有 hope 了，没有 cash， 没有 jobs 了。
And so people question, we question God.
所以有些很多人去问神。
No, according to a recent article, Steve Jobs said this.
最近有一个文章讲到说那个Steve Jobs 他讲到一句。
Do you know that he used to go to church when he was young?
你知道那个Steve Jobs 他年轻的时候他有去教会。
He said he never went back to church after he saw a photo of starving children on the cover of Life magazine, and he asked his Sunday school pastor if God knew what would happen to them. He was 13 years old at the time.
乔布斯那个时候年轻的时候十三岁，他在一个主日学的时候问老师，他看到一个杂志的封面有一个很。有个小孩子在一个很饥饿的在那边，他看到那个照片，他问那个老师说：“这个小孩子，如果神知道这个小孩子会饥饿的时候，为什么会他让这个事情发生呢？”
See, many people today blame God for hunger.
今天很多人都去埋怨神，说为什么让饥饿这种事情发生
？God, why isn't there enough bread?
为什么这个世界不够食物去可以去供应呢
？Must be your fault.
一定是你的错。
And if you are hungry now, you don't have a job, you might be angry with God.
如果你现在在等待工作，你没有办法供应你的家庭的时候，你可能也很生气，在问神。
And then Satan comes and said, "See, you can't trust God."
所以撒旦那个时候就来，就跟你说，你看，你不可以相信神。
See, what happened is that we are facing a situation like back in the 30s when America has a recession.
我们现在的重复这个经验，就好像美国三十年代在一个大萧条的一个时间。
But most of the time, Americans are wealthy. We are well-to-do. We have food.
但是在很多的时候，其实美国是一个很好的经济，我们有足够的食物，我们可以有足够的衣服，温暖的衣服。
If not for the downturn in the economy presently, America will never understand what it means to be without food.
如果没有这一次的一个经济危机的时候，可能美国人永远没有想象到什么叫饥饿的感觉。
Why I say that? Because look at the statistics.
为什么我会这样说呢？我们看一下一些经济的一些数据。
This year, estimate, we spent $604 billion eating out.
在这一年，我们花了大概6亿多的美元，我们去外面餐饮吃食物。我们大可以把这一笔钱把它省下来。
We spend $40 billion, almost $50 billion on pet food.
我们在单单在那个宠物的食物上面
，$20 billion on video computer games.
四亿多的美元，二亿多美元去花在那个电脑的玩
具上面。$18 billion on entertainment, and you can go on the list.
然后你看到很多在花费上面的消费上面的数字都在可以看到。
$1 billion to listen to people to motivate us.
我们花了一亿多元的金钱去希望可以听一些自我发挥潜能发挥的讲座的这些。
No wonder we spend $350 million on stress management programs.
所以当我们去做那个压力管理的时候，我们只花了一点点钱，三千一百万。
Are we short of bread?
我们是不是缺少食物呢
？But we are in a bread business.
但是我们却在。我们在从事饮食、吃喝玩乐的行业，但是魔鬼一直在诱惑我们。
Bread is so important. You are in the bread business.
告诉我们，吃喝玩乐是很重要的事情。
You have to make sure there is bread at home.
你要去确定说你有家里有足够的食物。
You have to work hard for the bread.
你需要去更工作、更努力赚更多的钱，让你家里面可以很丰富。
Remember, years ago, it's just simple bread.
记得在几年前，很久以前，面包只是一个很简单的事。
But no, we have to go beyond the simple bread. We have to have the special bread and the special bread and the special breakfast.
那现在今天我们所吃的面包不是白面包这么简单的，我们吃的面包是非常多的种类，还有里面很多的不同的东西在里面。
We forget that.We should have bread so that we can reach people for Jesus Christ.
可能我们已经忘记为什么我们需要有面包、有食物，是因为我们可以有足够的动力，可以去让把福音传给别人。
Satan tempts us and makes us so busy trying to get bread on the table that we have no time for anything else.
但是撒旦却去试探我们，告诉我们说，饮食对我们来说是非常重要，以致我们花全部的时间在上面，没有时间跟神去传福音。
So many hours, overtime, overtime, and overtime, just for the bread.
我们现在已经不断的在工作，超时、长时间的工作，为的就是提供足够的饮食给我们自己家庭。
That we have lost sight of what it means to be a Christian.
但是我们却失去我们对我们做为什么我们是基督徒的这个。目标
A good example is the Salvation Army.
一个很好的例子就是救世军。
The Salvation Army was started in England.
救世军刚开始的时候是在英国开始的。
They provide bread so that they will feed the poor. They will have food in their stomach so that they can listen to the gospel.
他们那个时候的用意是希望可以喂饱那些贫穷的人，以知道他们有这个精力可以去听福音。
Providing the food is a means to an end, not an end in itself.
去供应这个食物只是一个过程，而不是那个最终的目标。
And Salvation Army is out during Christmas.
救世军每一年的圣诞节都会在外面。
But when was the last time you see a Salvation Army person giving you a gospel tract?
但是你有没有试过有救世军的人给你一个福音的单张呢
？It's all about bread now.
对他们来说，所有都是有关于饮食。
YMCA.
青年救世军。
YMCA.
基督青年救世军。
It's now just Y.
他们现在只有这个 Y 在前面，就是
那个青年。The word Christian is dropped from the logo at all, completely.
那个基督的那个行业对他们，那个基督的目标对他们说已经没有了。
When was the last time you walked into YMCA and they talked to you about Jesus Christ?
你有没有试过去到 YMCA 的那些他们的场所里面，他们会跟你传福音呢
？It's now just about sports.
现在都是只是一个运动的设施。
About community.
只是一些社区的活动。
About the body，
只是有关于身体上的需要。
About bread， Not about the good news of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we are not in the bread business.
弟兄姐妹,
Even though Jesus Christ is the bread of life, we are not in the bread business. That's why Jesus said, don't work for food that spoils. He says, work for food that gives eternal life. When we come to church, don't work for food. Don't think only about food. What is important is the food that will give person eternal life.
我们更要想到的是，到底我们提供什么样的食物可以给人有这个永生的生命？
Are we tempted to go into the bread business?
我们有没有常常被希望很想到那个饮食上的东西？
Are you only in the bread business?
你是不是只你的心思只是在饮食上？
I hope you go back and think about your 1 week, how much time you spend on the bread business.
我希望你可以回去思想一下，你一周里面你要多少时间去想到是饮食的东西。
I'm sure that there are people in our church. You don't read the Bible, you don't pray, you don't share the gospel.
我相信在当中，我们有人是没有时间去读经，没有时间祷告，也没有时间去跟人别人去传福音。
All you do is work, work, and work.
你可能每天所做的事情就是上班、下班，一直在工作。
That is bread business. It ends with this life.
你的一生就这样子一个过去。
So are you feeding on the living bread?
你是一个生命的粮吗？
So we should not be in the bread business. We should also not be in the show business.
不单止我们不是一个饮食的行业，我们更不希望是在一个娱乐的行业。
Satan challenges Jesus, go to the top of the temple and throw yourself down.
撒旦去诱惑耶稣说，你到你的殿顶上面，从殿顶上面跳下来吧。
And that's the Chinese.
这是
It will be spectacular. Throw yourself down.
哦，这是一个很轰动的事情，从你楼上面，你的殿顶上面跳下来。
The Jews realize that when the Messiah comes, he's going to do spectacular things.
那些犹太人一直在期待的弥赛亚，他们的救主来的时候，那个救主会做一些很轰动的事情。
He will feed the poor, he will do miracles.
他会做神迹奇事给那些以色列人看。
And one of the ideas they have is that when Messiah comes, he's going to stand on top of the temple.
而其中一个他们的救主会做的就是站在殿顶上面。
Probably the highest point of the temple would be the southeast corner. It's 400 over feet to the valley below.
而在那个殿顶上面最高的那个就是在那个东南角那一边，它有400公尺距离地面。
Won't it be fantastic? You advertise, Lord Jesus, advertise this. Jesus Christ will leap off from the temple at 10 o'clock.
如果我们开始打个广告说，耶稣基拿撒勒人耶稣今天10点钟会在殿顶上面跳下来。
And then he will leap off, and then he'll be unhurt.
然后他跳下来的时候一点都不会受伤的。
Won't that leap everybody? Wow, he really is the Messiah.
那你一跳的时候，众人都知道他是救主。
Be spectacular, Jesus. And everybody will know that you are the Messiah.
那个时候谁都知道你是救主了。Show
business.
娱乐的事业。
Show people how great you are.
去让人家知道你多伟大。
That's exactly the same as what it is in Genesis.
这个就跟在创世纪3章6节一样。
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good, when she saw and it was pleasing to her eyes,
那个时候，那个女人看见那棵树好做食物，也悦人的眼目。And
it was desirable.
也是其可爱的。Show
business.
娱乐事业。
What looks good, feels good, I must have it.
什么看起来很好，听起来很好，感觉很好的时候，我一定要拥有它。Are
we in the show business?
我们是不是在娱乐事业里面呢？
Wow, look at this. Won't it be fantastic? 57 clothespin to your face.
看看这个上面有57个夹子夹在你的头上面。But
this guy never saved a person.
但是这个人没有拯救到任何一个人。How
about 120? That is even more.
这个记录120个。How
about 150?
150个。Show
business.
娱乐行业。
The devil tempts Jesus to be spectacular.
魔鬼去试探耶稣说
you draw people.
你要去做的轰轰动动你要去吸引人
But isn't it true when you read the Bible Jesus was spectacular?
但是你当你读到圣经的时候你觉得耶稣他本身很轰动
You know how many miracles he performed? How many people he healed?
你知道他做了多少的那个神迹奇事吗他医治了多少人吗
Those were the same people that crucified him.
那些也是同样的人同一群人去把他钉在十字架上
Yeah, becauseShow business will be forgotten so quickly.
因为这些转眼的耀眼的事情，一刹那就会过去。
I'm sure you can't tell me the American Idol that came in first 5 years ago. Can you remember who that person?
我想你应该不会记得那个唱歌比赛的那个第一名五年前那个是谁了吧
？But that's what our world makes us be the idol, be showy.
但是这个世界现在却告诉我们说，我们要去。去炫耀我们自己
Be famous.
要去成名
That's where you need to put your energy.
你应该把你的精神时间就是放在这些事情上
And that's what Satan told Jesus. Be famous. Be spectacular.
这也是撒旦跟耶稣说你要去成名你要被人家知道把你所有的事情给人家知道
People will follow you.
当人家知道你的事情的时候人家就会跟着你
But you know God's way is different.
但是你知道神的方法却不一样
If you look at 2 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10, it's almost the opposite of what we think is greatness.
如果你看哥林多后书第六章九到十节的时候，他耶稣所表现的是完全的相反。
Paul was describing himself and as Christians.
保罗去跟人家说他是基督的时候
，We are genuine, but yet the world take us as imposters.
第六章九节说，似乎被为人知，却是人所共知。
Yeah, we are known by God, but we are regarded as unknown.
第一句，这次为不闻所知，却是人所共知的。
We are dying, but yet we live, and we are beaten, yet not killed.
似乎要死，却是活着。
We are poor, yet we make people rich.
似乎贫穷，却是叫人富足。
And the world will never understand that. How can a poor Christian make people rich?
我们可能不了解为什么一个穷的一个基督徒可以叫人富足呢
？We have nothing, but we make people possess everything.
我们没有拥有什么，但是我们却让人拥有一切。
How will the world treat representatives of God?
我到底人怎么去对待神的仆人呢
？As nothing.
神代表的人呢？是一样都不是。
Because why they are not show offs?
因为他们没有去表现任何事。
This is the Christian life. This is our business.
这是我们的事业。
Paul says,
这是我们基督徒的事业。
We are just clay pots.
我们只是一个盆子。
What's important is what is inside, which is Jesus Christ.
什么重要的是在盆子里面的东西是神耶稣基督。
There is no room for pride to show off.
在这个里面没有任何的空间可以给自我、自满、自大、骄傲。
You know, if you go to see Ruth Graham's gravesite, it's in North Carolina. Do you know that?
如果你去看那个戈培里师母她的那个坟墓。
You can hardly see it, but she has this inscribed on her tombstone.
你可能比较难看到，但是她把这个字刻在她的那个墓上面。
End of construction. Thank you for your patience.
她说工程完成，谢谢你的合作。
There's no room for pride.
在里面没有任何
自大的空间。See, we are all works in progress. We haven't arrived yet.
我们每个人都是在工程的进行里面。
God
is
working.
还没完成。
God is working in each one of us to become better and better to become like the Lord Jesus Christ.
神在我们每一个人身上都还有工作还没完成的。
Friends, the church is not in the bread business.
朋友，我们的教会，教会不是一个只是饮食做饮食的行业。
And we are also not in the show business.
我们也不是在娱乐的行业。
A group of Americans in the 19th century.Went to visit London.
一群在十九世纪的时候，一群美国人去到伦敦去探。
They were very excited about visiting two famous churches to listen to two famous pastors.
他们去到英国的两个教会是一个有名的教会，他们很兴奋的去到两边听那个牧师讲道。
The first church was the church pastored by Joseph Parker.
第一个教会的牧师叫 Joseph Parker.
And that Sunday morning after they came out of the church, one of them said, "Wow."
那当他们聚会结束的时候，其中那个美国人出来就说：“哇
，I quote, I do declare it must be said, for there is no doubt that Joseph Parker is the greatest preacher that ever there was。”
当那个人出来说：“我要说，哦，这个牧师所讲道是世界上最棒的讲道，没有人比他更棒。”
It was such a great experience. They talked among themselves. We should go back and listen to him again this evening.
他那个说啊，他讲的这么棒，我们今天晚上下午的时候，我们要再回去再听他再讲道。
But then someone reminded them, we came to listen also to Charles Spurgeon.
然后他们同行的其中一个人说，哎，我们还有另外一个牧师，我们还没听呢。
So that evening they went to listen to Charles Spurgeon.
所以那天的下午他就去听那个施布真的讲道。
And when they came out of the church service, one of them remarked.
然后出来晚上聚会完了以后，另外一个人又讲了，又说了。
I quote, "I do declare it must be said, for there is no doubt that Jesus Christ is the greatest Savior there ever was."
当那个人出来讲的说，哇，我完全没有疑问的说，耶稣基督是我们的救主。
See what's the difference?
两个人讲的那个话有没有不一样呢？
The first service was a show.
第一个聚会它只是一个表演。
The preacher was elevated.
那个牧师被高举了。
But the second service, Jesus Christ was elevated.
但是第二个聚会，耶稣基督被高举了。
When people leave Raleigh Chinese Christian Church,
当人 弟兄姐妹去离开这个教会的时候，
What will people say?
觉得人会说什么呢？
Oh, it was a great show.
哦，今天那个表演非常的好。
Oh, the music was superb.
哦，那些音乐非常好听。
Oh, I love the pianist.
哦，我喜欢那个弹钢琴的。
Oh, I love the pastor.
哦，我也喜欢那个牧师。
Or will you say?
还有翻译的那个。
I love Jesus Christ.
我更喜欢耶稣基督。
What an incredible Savior we have.
我们有一个很 好的一个救主,
Brothers and sisters, we are not in the bread business.
弟兄姐妹,
we are not in a show business.
We
are in the business of proclaiming a great Savior. That's why in Matthew 4, it's interesting that after the temptation, we have this passage.
为什么在耶稣被试探的时候，我们有这一个第四章第十九节的一个？
He says, "Come, you follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
他说，耶稣对他们说，来跟随我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
That's our business.
这是我们的事业。
That shows that you have been effective.
那就告诉你说，我们是在工作，我们是在有效的去为耶稣工作。
And so we talk about bread business.
所以我们今天讲到饮食的行业。
Is your time all spent doing that?
你的时间是不是完全花在饮食的心思上？
Show business?
娱乐的行业？
You spend all your time there?
你是不是把时间都花在上面呢？
And lastly, the pride business.
最后的是自满、骄傲的行业。
The devil took Jesus to a high mountain.
魔鬼把耶稣带到一个最高的山上。
And showed him all the beautiful kingdoms of the world and said, "I will give it all to you right now if you worship me."
然后将世界的曼国都献给他看，对他说，如果你肯拜我的话，我就把这一切都赐给你。
You know, I realize that all three times I'm just using nice English words. Oh, bread, show, pride.
我可能所用的字眼都是比较，你看听起来很好听的字眼。
I hope you remember it.
但是我希望你可以把这些字记起来。
But there's something common in all three.
但是在这三个里面都有一个共通的点。
It's pride.
就是骄傲。
It's what we want.
是我们自我想要，我们里面的自我希望可以感觉很好。
But what does the Lord want?
但是神希望我们要什么呢？
What is good for the world?
到底对这个世界，
What is
什么是好呢？
People?
对人来说，什么是才是对他们好呢？
And so in a sense, Satan, the prince of this world, could give Jesus the kingdoms.
事实上，撒旦是他是世上的王子，他却可以把这些一切的东西都给耶稣。
What is Satan offering Jesus?
到底撒旦去给耶稣什么东西呢？
A shortcut.
一个捷径。
Oh, you don't have to suffer.
哦，你不需要去受难。
You know, he knew that one day Jesus will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
因为撒旦知道有一天耶稣基督会成为万王之王。
Ah, but you have to suffer. You don't have to suffer. I'll give you right now. Just worship me.
但是你要去通过这些苦难，你现在不用通过任何苦难，我现在就可以把这些东西完全给你。
And that is the tactic Satan uses for all of us.
这个就是撒旦的伎俩，在我们每一个身上都在用的。
He sidetracks us.
他让我们去偏离了。
Take the shortcut, the easy road.
让我们去拿那个捷径，
the broad road,
去容易的道路。
The broad road, the quick road,
那个快速的道路,
and Satan uses that all the time.
撒旦常常会用这个伎俩。
And you worship me, you'll be like God. You will know what is good and evil.
当你去敬拜我的时候, 你知道谁是神, 谁是魔鬼了。
But God uses a different tactic.
但是神却用一个不同的方法。
You want to be great, you have to be first a servant.
如果你要成为大的时候, 你要先成为小的。
Jesus faced three temptations.
耶稣面对了三个试探。
We will face the same three temptations.
这三个试探, 我们每一天, 我们也会面对到,
they all have to do with aspects of pride.
这个都跟我们的自我, 骄傲有关。
You know why people don't? Have you been asked, could you serve, please?
你有没有试过被人家问到, 你可不可以帮忙试试奉呢?
The common answer, I can.
通常的答案你听到的都是, 我不行啊。
I'm not qualified.
我还没有资格啦。
Who is qualified?
谁会有资格呢?
Nobody.
没有一个人。
We're in a Chinese church.
当在一个中国教会。
And I've heard, oh, I can't teach Sunday school, my English is no good.
因为我不能教主日学, 因为我的英文不行啊。
Hello, we are in America.
对，我们在美国。
I mean, we do pretty well in the office.
在教你的办公室里面, 你还做得不错吧。
But we can't teach 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds. They laugh at us.
但是在我们不能去教那个五年级、六年级的英文。
Is that a pride issue?
这是一个骄傲的问题吗?
I suggest you that is a pride issue.
我提议这个可能是一个自我骄傲的意思。
Oh, I'm not qualified to be a deacon.
哦，我不能成为教会的执事。
Who is qualified to be a deacon? Nobody.
没有一个人可以成为教会，合资格成为教会的执事。
But if the Lord says, I want you to serve, you are qualified.
但是当神说我要你去侍奉的时候，我要你去走出来的时候，你就合资格。
We will make mistakes.
我们会做错。
That's how we learn.
但是这是我们学习的方法。 然后我们成长。
Brothers and sisters, if you feel like I'm scolding you, I am.
弟兄姐妹，如果你觉得我在亏你们的话，我是。
It's a pride issue.
这是一个骄傲虚荣的一个问题。
It's about show business. I want to show people how good I am.
这是一个娱乐的事业, 我希望可以让人家看到我最好的一面。
I will serve when I will never say the wrong thing and I will always do things right.
当我把事情做好, 表现好, 没有任何错误的时候, 我就会来侍奉。
Will it ever happen? No, it will never happen.
这会发生吗? 永远不会发生的。
All the pastors say foolish things from the pulpit sometimes.
每一个牧师在讲台上面有时候会讲错话。
It's a pride business.
这是一个骄傲的事业。
That's not the business we want to be in.
这不是一个我们希望基督徒希望可以进到的事业。
An African bishop said this about Americans.
有一个非洲的牧师对美国这样说。
In America, you have blessed insurance. In Africa, all we have is blessed assurance.
他说在美国你们有很祝福的保险。
Think about it.
在非洲我们有很祝福的
He's talking about the bread business that we're thinking about.
他是在讲到那个饮食的行业，你们在想。
John Wesley said this: wherever riches have increased, the essence of religion has decreased in the same proportion.
约翰威斯理讲到说，当有钱的人增加的时候，需要那个宗教的需要就会减少。Brothers
and sisters, I want us to be reminded we are in the soul-winning business.
弟兄姐妹们，我希望可以提醒你们，我们是在一个赢取人灵魂的一个事业。
He says, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
但是对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼。It's
interesting to read what Steve Jobs said just before he died.
很有趣，在乔布斯死以前，去他讲了一些话。Now
this was recorded September 5th, 2011.
这是他自传里面。 这是他讲的话，在两个月以前所讲的话。
He said, "When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like this: If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll almost certainly be right."
他说，我在17岁的时候，我读到一句名言。他说，如果你活每一天就好像你的最后一天的时候，那你所有做的事情都会是对的。
It made an impression on me, and since then, for the past 33 years, I have looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today?
这个对我来说非常的深刻的一句话，所以过去的33年里面，我每天早上起来，我对着镜子都说了，今天是如果是我最后一天所活在世上的时候，我会做什么呢？
And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something.
如果今天我要做的事情是不是我最想做的事情？如果答案不是的时候，我需要去改变。
Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death. leaving only what is truly important.
让我记起来，我今天就是我最后一天，就死亡的时候，对我来说是非常重要的一个工具。因为当我知道那些羞辱、失败一些事情，当我死了以后，这些一切都会过去的时候，那我知道我今天所做的就是最重要的事情。
I've been told that pastors are the ones who always talk about death.
我曾经被告诉说，牧师常常在讲道上面讲到死亡。
I'm so glad the CEO of one of the best companies in the world also talks about death.
我也很高兴说，这么一个伟大的公司的总裁，他也讲到死亡。
There's a lesson to learn from death.
在当中有一个功课我们要学习的。
Hey, if today is your last day, how would you live?
如果今天是你最后一天在世上的时候，你会怎么去活这一天呢？
What business are you in?
你到底是哪一行业呢？
Because one day I am sure the Lord will ask you, how did you do business?
我相信有一天你当你面对主的时候，他会问你说，你到底在做什么的事。
I've given you all these talents and time. How did you use it?
我把所有的智慧、所有的才干都给你了，但你用来干什么呢？
What business are you in?
你是在做哪一个事业呢？
You know another person died, a very famous Christian.
你知道最近有另外一个很有名的基督徒也过世了。
John Stott.
But
there is a difference between his death and Steve Jobs. We don't know whether Steve Jobs became a Christian. We don't know.
我们不知道乔布斯有没有成为基督徒，但是这位刚刚过世的基督徒。
But John Stott definitely was a Christian.
但是我们知道 John Stott 他是一个基督徒。
And this was recorded for us.
这也是有记录记
下来。When he died in July, people were writing in.
在七月他过世的时候，人家很多人都写东西进去。
And this example came out of John Stott's life.
而这一个例子是从 John Stott 那边出来的。
He and another theologians, they were visiting South America.
他跟另外一个宣教士，他去
Argentina.
去阿根廷那边去访问。
And it was raining heavily. They were walking in the street. The shoes were all muddy.
那个时候下了很大的雨，地上都是满布泥泞。
And then they went to the motel.
他们去到那个酒店。
And next morning, this brother could woke up and heard brushing sounds.
那个第二天早上的时候，那个弟兄醒来的时候，听到一些擦东西的声音。
And it was John Stott already up cleaning the shoes of this brother.
他看到那个 John Stott 这个那个时候很伟大的一个人，很有名的一个基督徒，他在擦那个鞋子，为到那个弟兄的鞋子。
And John Stott said, "You know, brother, Jesus told us to wash each other's feet."
他那个 John Stott 那个时候告诉那个弟兄说，你记得吗？耶稣说我们要彼此洗脚。
You don't need me to wash your feet. Your feet is pretty clean.
我看起来你的脚蛮干净的，你不需要我帮你洗脚。
But it would be great to clean your shoes.
但是你的鞋子脏了，是我的荣幸可以帮你把鞋子清干净。
That's the spirit of being a Christian, a servant.
这就是一个服侍人的一个灵。
And then go out two by two to share the gospel.
然后他们两个一起出去去传福音。
So what business are we in?
所以我们到底是一个什么事业呢？
What business are we in?
我们是什么样的，在做什么样的事业？
What business are we in?
大家，我们在做什么事业？
We are in the soul winning business.
我们是一个赢取人灵魂的福音，我们使万民做我们的门徒的福音。
So question is, for the whole of last year, 365 days.How many people have you won to the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以对你的一个问题是，在过去一年里面，有多少人是因为你认识了耶稣基督呢？
If your answer is no, you are failing in the business.
如果你的答案是没有的话，那你在这个行业里面就没有很成功。
Any company that didn't make any business the last year will go bankrupt.
如果一个公司在过去没有任何的盈利的话，它就会破产。
Brothers, what business are you in?
弟兄姐妹，我们是什么样的事业呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that you have made it very clear why you left us on this earth.
天父，我们知道你很清楚的知道你为什么把我们留在这个世上。
Help us, Father, to be faithful servants.
教导我们可以成为一个忠心的仆人。
Make fishers of men.
让我们可以得人如得鱼。
Help us to face the temptations we will face.
帮助我们去面对我们所遇到的试探。
And give us determination to overcome.
也给我们有这个坚定的意志可以去胜过。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.